As King Nebuchadnezzar was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon, he said, "Is this not the great Babylon I've built as a royal residence by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty?" Even as the words were on his lips, a voice came from heaven. "This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken away from you. You'll be driven away from people and will live with the wild animals. You'll eat grass like the ox. 7 times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over all the kingdoms on earth and gives them to anyone he wishes." Immediately, what had been said about Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled. He was driven away from people and ate grass like an ox. His body was drenched with the dew of heaven until his hair grew like the feathers of an eagle and his nails like the claws of a bird. This account in Daniel 4 is a chilling example of the warning in James chapter 4 verse 6 that God opposes the proud. Certainly not a position in which we'd want to find ourselves. In our passage today, James chapter 4, verses 10 to 17, James states the positive position. In verse 10, he says, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up." Humility can be a difficult attribute to pin down and make practical. As someone has said, the problem with humility is when you think you have it, you've just lost it. James, in his deeply practical way, identifies two key symptoms of a pride-damaged humility. The first is outlined in James chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. Perhaps you'll recognize this symptom in your life. I certainly see it in my own. "Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor?" Have you ever been slandered? Has someone ever spread malicious lies about you? If so, you'll know how painful and demeaning that is. James says slander is breaking the law. What law? Well, simply put, the law of God. The furthest one can be from the law of loving others is to slander them. Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 verses 21 and 22 likens it to murder. As we navigate this corona season, I see lots of evidence of people who are ignoring the corona regulations. Effectively, they're saying they believe they know and are better than the government. James argues that by slandering one another, we're placing ourselves above the law and the lawmaker. Basically, we're telling God we know better than himself. Not much humility in that position. Do you want to know your humility rating? Listen to how you speak about other people. Slander is a certain indicator. of a humility problem. And just in case you're not feeling convicted enough, James continues with a second convicting evaluation tool in verses 13 to 17. Now listen, James says, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this city or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why? You don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You're a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. If ever we've lived at a time when this truth has been evidence, it is now. Of the 7+ billion people on the planet right now, you're going to be hard-pressed to find too many who are going to be making claims that their plans are on track. But I do see plenty of evidence already of those who are desperately trying to plan their way out of the crisis. Now, James is not arguing against an orderly, intentional life. He's not arguing for just living carelessly. But what he is warning us about is that unless we are willing to submit to God's plans for our lives, we prove our lack of humility and it exposes our pride. We need to be seeking God's will, God's plan, aiming to do the good that he has planned for us, not living out our plans and then, almost as an afterthought, asking God to bless them. Are you feeling downtrodden and defeated? The way to victory is not by breaking down others or making elaborate plans, but rather to humble yourself, to, in the words of Psalm 46 verse 10, to be still and know that he is God. As we close, I leave you with two questions. What does how you speak about others say about your humility? And then, how much are the plans you're making right now directed by God? We would all do well to meditate today on James chapter 4 verse 10. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Lord God, we come to you as your people, and we want to confess and acknowledge that we are filled with pride, that too often, Lord, we think of ourselves in ways that shows we have not truly submitted to you. We betray ourselves when we slander others and want to make others seem less than us. And we betray ourselves, Lord, when we seek to run our lives as if we're in control. Lord, we want to humble ourselves before you and leave the lifting up to you. Lord, teach us humility in these times, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.